Javier, go on in.
This is a blanket fort?
It's a blanket fort. Something like that. Whoa.
What's this for?
So welcome, Wyatt. This is our recording studio. Yeah. Yeah, this is it.
Can we start off the episode by just, like, you know, mentioning how great... Wow, there's pretty good sound quality
in here. Yeah, it's cozy, hey? Yeah. I'm feeling so good about it.
You can see the golf game. We should get a poster of a golf.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I haven't been totally truthful with you today. I've been a little bit... I've been deceiving you a little bit. With pretty much everything about today.
What?
Yeah, everything. Even right now, we're recording right now.
No, we're not.
Yeah, sit right on up.
Yeah, sit right on up. Are people listening to this?
Yeah, people are listening. So sit right on up. Come on, you got to gobble up the mic.
It's really close.
Yeah. We're cheek to cheek, as they say.
What's the closer part? That's this little machine thing.
So, yeah, you don't know much about podcasts.
I have no...
I'm the podcast guy.
You're the podcast guy.
This is all my stuff. This is my blanket fort. What
I
do you think
the
blanket... These are our brownies, and they're delicious. What do you think all the blankets are for?
You know, block the sound in.
Block the sound in.
Keep Mocha out.
Keep Mocha out.
That's the dog. Is this really on?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
What's
this thing for?
That's our stand.
This is a towel. Oh, look, milk crates.
So it's for dampening the sound.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing coming back. There's nothing that's going to go back to the mic.
It's like that room, you know, on the internet with all the different walls and they're all different shapes.
Yeah.
Except for ours are blankets.
Ours are blankets. Oh, I love it in here, though. I can fall asleep. Don't do that, though. Now, what do you think this is for? The thing right in front of the mic.
Are you being pranked right now?
No, come on closer. Closer to the mic.
I don't know. Looks kind of like... It's like a big circle, and then there's fabric in it, and it's in front of it, so you can't see them. Oh, okay.
What?
I've got it.
Oh, God. Go for it.
You put this here to, you know, it's right in front of the mic like it is, you know? Because you didn't really want me to know that the mic was behind. You were hiding the mic, and I found it.
I was hiding the mic behind the circular thing that's professionally there. No, this is called the pop filter. Now, we could go without it, but it's called the pop filter.
I mean, I guess you could filter pop through this.
God damn it. So the pop filter, it's used to kind of dampen the sound of the P's and the S's. Uh-huh. So it... Stop it. Quit it.
You don't think that worked?
So when you're wearing headphones, P's and S's really just kind of like, they're piercing.
Piercing. There's a P and an S in that word.
Piercing. Yeah. And so this kind of dampens that and it makes it a little bit nicer. And I got it. And obviously there's the mic. And I love
it. Here. What?
It smells like brownies?
Mm.
Go, have a brownie. Yeah.
I don't really... Are these 2-bite brownies?
Now, why don't you get closer? Now, the closer that we are... Oh.
How's this?
Oh, God.
No? Too close?
Just nice and close. Get right up next to me.
Yeah. Now... Yeah, so I'm kind of gonna... We sort of know the direction that we're going with this.
Okay, wait.
Right?
So what's going on here? Did everything you tell me was not true?
Yeah, everything's not true that I told you about today. The brownies are real. They're not. No, those aren't pot brownies. Those are real brownies.
Are you sure?
There's no drinks tonight. Nobody else is coming. Noah's not coming back.
I bought all that beer.
Yeah, I know we bought that beer. But we're not gonna drink it. I sort of thought that
no,
maybe we could drink it before.
And speaking.
I was thinking about drinking before and then recording this, but it didn't really work out. And you're also not biking home. I'm going to drive you home because I got a thing at 8.
8?
Yeah, 8.
P.M.? That's early.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty soon. It's just it's the first
tonight.
Like hockey thing. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Is this really being recorded?
Yep.
Oh my God, I have to watch what I say.
Yeah.
No swearing.
Yeah, there's a lot of people listening. You got closer. No, there's a lot of people listening. Now, you don't know much about podcasts, but I signed us up and we got a lot of pre-subs.
Pre-subs?
Mm-hmm, pre-subs. So I got a lot of people.
Like Subway?
No, not quite like Subway. It's not sandwiches. People pre-subscribed to the...
Subscribers. Subs.
Yeah, but they're pre-subscribers.
Wow. Like, you know.
Come on! Gotta get closer to the mic, Wyatt.
I'm sorry.
You're relaxing too much. I don't want you to be too relaxed.
I have terrible posture.
I want to keep you on the edge of your green seat.
There's,
stop it.
I'm sorry.
No.
Do you think they heard that?
Why'd you go further back?
I was trying to, you know, sit on the edge of my seat, like you said.
So do you know how many so these people pre-sub to the podcast, and okay. So when we post this, mm-hmm. which you're not doing any of, it's all me.
Yeah, I'm kind of just here for laughs. Gaffs, if you're Australian. Or do we have Australian
We have so many.
Am I offending anyone?
So we have about 10,000 pre-subs.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious. We don't have any pre-subs. That's not a thing.
Oh my god, I just got really worried that 10,000 people are going to listen to
this. Yeah, 10,000 people.
Really, really disappointed.
And you're like, oh god, disappointed, right? But, there's a lot of I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and most of them are just kind of like famous people that go and talk.
Uh-huh.
And then you just, not famous, they already have an audience.
Okay. People care what they say.
Yeah, and we don't really have an audience. We may have 10,000 pre-subs.
Dude, is this a running joke, or are we just going to say this every time? I guess it adds a certain, I don't know, makes you try harder if you think 10,000 people are listening to every word, hanging on to syllables.
But we can't do that because we don't have that much of an audience. So I kind of had to like come up with something to kind of go off of, like kind of a guideline for us.
All right.
And so we're going to be the world's best golf podcast.
The best. Oh. Preface. See, that's a nice word. Should I preface this by saying that I hate golf?
We're going to follow all the players. We're going to follow all the shots.
I really don't like golf.
And the people are going to come to us for all their golf news about the people, about all the new equipment. Don't forget about the equipment.
I'm going to totally just kind of try to undermine you the whole time.
Yeah, we're not doing the golf thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm really glad.
Yeah, not the golf thing. Not the golf thing. But I was like trying to think of different things to kind of do. And I was thinking that we're going to do something like that where we follow something, but no, not follow something, but have kind of a subject to go off of. And mm-hmm. I was thinking we pick a subject that we know nothing about, very little, but it's pretty expansive, pretty interesting.
Okay.
And every week we learn a little bit more about it, get a little more in depth about it, mm-hmm. and we get real into it.
No, we're experts.
Real into the nitty-gritties.
Okay. Ooh, nitty-gritties.
Right? And so I'm playing around with it. I'm just like, I'm tickling it a little bit.
You're actually tickling. Mm-hmm. You're not tickling me right now, but you're tickling the air.
Yeah, I'm tickling it right now.
Tindering. No, what?
What?
What's that? Imagering.
I'm injuring.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I guess,
injure
like,
with me. Right?
Inside jokes don't really work.
They can't see it.
I mean, like, we're inside and it's a joke, but that's not what I meant. I mean, like, an inside joke, like, something between people that people don't know.
And so I'm gonna throw two subjects at you.
Okay.
Right? Here they are. So every week, we choose a little bit more. We research the subject a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of like go more in depth with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we get real into it.
Okay.
Right? People come to us for this subject.
And you have two ideas about this. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just gonna throw them out there.
All right.
Because you weren't a part of a lot of this. And your world has been flipped upside down now, knowing that we're not going to do drinks tonight.
Yeah, I thought people were coming over.
We thought your mom was going to come over for drinks, too.
Yeah, I was excited.
Oh, man. But we're not doing drinks tonight.
I'm actually not disappointed. This is pretty cool.
Oh, thanks, man.
You guys should see the blankets in here.
It's crazy.
They're really nice.
Crazy good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to feel bad when I have to take them down. My parents aren't home. And then they're going to come see this and be like, man, I can't get up my blankets.
Yeah.
That was a bad example. That's a bad example. I can't get at my files. How am I going to look at my...
Yeah,
it's behind you. How am I going to get at my tax files from 2009?
You can confirm that, I think. Yeah, exactly.
Where's my sleeping bags?
And you need that, like, on a weekly basis.
They're going to show up and be like, where's the sleeping bags?
Boots?
I want to do some rearrangements in here, you know? It's not perfect. It sounds good. I want to take this blanket here, the one behind us that leads to the door.
It's kind of brown, looks like a towel, just for the people at home.
It's really cozy.
A big towel.
It's actually Misha's, one that she sleeps on.
That's a cat.
I want to get a longer one, because I didn't have another long one, and then I want to have it kind of pinned up top, so that whenever we walk in, boom, unlatch that, falls all the way down, we're now completely encompassed by all these blankets, except for the roof. I'm not going to get at the roof.
I mean, there's already, like, insulation up there.
What?
You know, that pink foamy stuff, insulation.
Where do you see the insulation, Wyatt?
It's probably, you know, behind the...
It's straight beams and flooring.
I just kind of assumed it would
not be... Not to mention, this goddamn metal piece going by.
Ah, you're probably right. I am not a professional
construction person. Goddamn metal piece going straight through.
Yeah, it's,
That reverbs the sound. There was a huge one behind this blanket right there. The one right in front of us to the right.
Uh-huh.
And that was... I was thinking of not even putting out the blankets. Nice. You hit my files from 2009?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's all right. It's a little bit... It's not cramped. It's cozy.
Yeah. That's nice.
That piece of metal over there to the right, when I was in here, I was like, you know, testing the acoustics, you know, testing out my vocals.
Yeah.
And it was like, I could actually hear it vibrating that metal piece, vibrating it.
There's a little, sorry to interrupt.
God damn it.
There's a little spider right on top of the,
where?
Pop, right here. Look, where
what? Oh, you look at the pop filter.
Where are my fingers pointing?
Oh.
Yeah, see?
You know, we have some fun histories with the spiders. Are you afraid of these little ones?
Nah.
Ah!
Not anymore.
Ah! Oh God! Oh, cool!
Wow! He's...
Look at that! He's on my finger. Oh!
Oh! Look at his legs. All
his spidey web went right onto my finger.
And now he's dangling in front of my face.
I'm Spider-Man, dude.
What? No.
Yeah.
You don't even look like the guy. You know who does? Ah!
I control spiders.
Do you know who?
Check
looks...
it. I'm Check gonna... it. Take it. Okay. All right. I got rid of the spider.
You know who looks like the guy from Spider-Man, though?
Frodo.
Frodo.
What?
Frodo and Spider-Man look exactly alike.
What? I thought you were going to say Damon Scrace.
What?
Damon Scrace looks like... What?
I don't know actors.
He's going to be so embarrassed. He's going to be so upset.
Actor? There's no actors watching this.
No. I'm talking about Damon Scrace.
He's gonna, is he an actor?
What? No, he's one of our friends.
Damon!
Yeah, he's dating Sabrina.
Are they still dating?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Damon for a year.
Mm-hmm. He looks like Andrew Garfield.
He's really tall.
Andrew Garfield. Guy.
I don't know who that is. I just Spider-Man. Said no actors.
Do you think of Tobey Maguire?
Frodo?
God damn it. God damn it. Who's the actor?
Gosh darn it.
Who's
no swearing.
It's a child's podcast. What?
I feel bad for what's the children watching this.
What's Frodo's...
Terrible parents.
Who's the actor who plays Frodo?
I don't know. Frodo... No.
No, it's not Frodo Baggins. Frodo Baggins does not play Frodo Baggins.
That was maybe not my best guess ever.
Is it Daniel Radcliffe?
Sure. That sounds good.
No. All right. All right.
Is Daniel Radcliffe one of our friends?
God damn it. All right, let it be known. Daniel Radcliffe played Frodo. Frodo Baggins.
Okay. I feel like I'm being made fun of. Subliminally.
Yeah. I mean, they like sort of. People
look
like. I mean.
You know who looks like Frodo Baggins? Spider-Man.
Damon?
Maybe. I know who you are, Damon.
Oh, God.
We planned this beforehand.
Oh, God. He's one of our 10,000 pre-subs.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Oh, my God. Sucking the stuff. Posture.
Did you just adjust your posture so I'll look 10,000 pre-subs?
Yeah, I don't want them to know I'm sloppy.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it actually opens up the diaphragm.
Oh, shoot.
Shut up, Wyatt. Shut up.
Shush your trap is what you should say. All
right. I'm now slouched, and I'm going to do a constant tone.
Okay.
And then people can, like, let me know how it improves. It felt better.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It looked better.
Thank you.
It also looked a little silly.
What if I, like, went back and forth real quick?
I'm really uncomfortable being in such a small space while you're doing that.
We're literally touching knees. You're not gobbling up with the mic. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, now we're really touching.
Footsies.
Actually, we're wearing... Okay, I'm not going to even go there.
What? We're touching jeans? We're touching jeans.
We're wearing clothes.
Well, one of us is.
What? This has gotten out of hand.
How are you not eating these brownies? How are you
I
not...
I really don't trust them. You
what are you talking...
Me. I think they're poison.
I've been eating them. What?
Yeah, maybe you just poisoned mine. Like one of those spy things where they poison the lip of the mug, except for you poison the lip of...
Do you want to trade?
The plate? No, you got a bite out of that one.
Gross. Yeah, and this one's also the poison one.
Why are you eating it?
Shut up.
Shut your trap.
You shut
more
it.
Offensive.
You seal those lips, mister.
Seal those lips. That's what we'll say. All right, yeah, I'm going to take a bite.
What if they could be talking about the lips?
I'm only going to take a bite of this because I have 10,000 witnesses. And if they hear me fall out of my chair, they'll know that you murdered me. In cold blood.
No reason to go so slow. It's just, it's a delicious brownie.
I want everyone to know that I never did anything to deserve this.
What?
Other than maybe postpone this
you
a lot.
You take that back. Oh, wow, you got a big spider on you. Oh, my goodness. Look at it. That's on your hood.
There's a lot of spiders in here.
I don't know how people don't eat more brownies.
All right, here we go.
I can't believe... Nice.
It was pretty good.
I cannot believe that people don't eat more of these brownies. You know how people are addicted to drugs? You know how they do that? You know how people do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not much of a drug man myself, but I assume it's something like brownies.
Yeah.
You know, I walk away from a two hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's two brownies.
Two
it's
two. I like the analogy.
Mm-hmm. It's two by brownies. So we call it a double double.
Double double. Mm-hmm. Like coffee.
I walk away from a double double.
Spencer's a barista.
I walk out of the room and I like
barista.
Barista.
No, it's a barista.
Barista.
Because you're a guy.
No.
Baristas are for girls.
I don't think so.
You're a barista.
If anything, it's a baristo.
Sorry, I totally interrupted.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
Where was I? I walk out of the room.
Is it professional to eat while doing a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I probably shouldn't be. But it's my thing.
Okay. Brownies. That's the thing I can do. We eat brownies every time we do this?
Is Mocha trying to get in the room? Doesn't matter. I get like a little... I get a little twitch. It's a craving inside me.
Mm-hmm.
That goes throughout my nervous system,
mm-hmm.
and I have to force myself to walk away from another double double.
Otherwise, you're going to spend all your earnings for the month, end up selling your car, your house, the people you care about.
And I'll be fat.
It's a slippery slope, and you'll be fat.
Oh God!
Even worse.
What am I going to do if I get fat, Wyatt?
I don't know. Probably.
Would you work out with me?
We're giving each other, like, snake eyes right now.
Do you know
now.
What I forgot to do?
What?
I forgot to start the timer to see how long we've been going.
Did you forget to turn it on?
I mean, no.
Oh, there's the cord. Actually, I see the cord. Mm,
the cord's heading outside.
The power source.
I wish we had a better thing. But believe it or not, the audio's not being recorded to the mic.
Wait, there's secret mics?
What?
I don't know. I lost I stopped listening for a second.
Oh my God, Wyatt. Oh my gosh, shut those lips.
God, that just really sounds like not how I intended it to sound. Okay.
There's just like free software and it's going back to my computer. The computer's outside because it's a loud ass computer.
Yeah. Fan is loud, right?
That it's yes.
That's what's loud on computers.
Yeah.
Dude, I nailed it. Come on. I'm a techie.
Yeah, the problem is that the timer's out on that one. But it doesn't matter.
All right, yeah, we'll just talk for a while.
An hour or so. An hour or so? How long has it been?
Probably like, I don't know, if I was to guess, like 4, 5.
What?
Four.
You're throwing out numbers.
I'm looking at your face for
you're bullshitting
years.
Me right now.
I have no idea how long it's been. I lose.
Why? Get closer to the mic.
Sorry. There's
no
brownies.
I mean, like, pull up your goddamn green chair.
I'm gonna hit the files again.
Don't. You can't move. You can't hit the files if you're moving forward
we're touching
and the files
knees.
Are behind you. Yes, we're touching knees. Is how I intended it.
Oh.
I actually intended it for us to be closer, our cheeks to be touching, so we knew when each other were speaking.
Clarify. Face cheeks.
Yeah.
Because we are wearing pants.
Face cheeks.
That'd be a funny thing to do. Have an episode where we're just in our boxers. That'd be a talking piece. Is weird?
We'll be touching cheeks.
I really gotta think about what I say.
We'll be touching cheeks. No, let it flow. Do you know what the number one rule of improv is?
Improvisation.
No.
No, that was a bad guess. Let me try again.
don't go from a script. That's the main point of it. Of improv.
Number one rule.
Don't just start going about and doing Lord of the Rings shit. What?
Shoot.
Shut
that
up!
Really work.
Shut up! What's the number one
shut
rule of improv?
I actually heard this once. We have people we know who do improv. Number one rule is always accept what someone says to you. Don't be like no. Be like yes.
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, the small part. What I understand, it's don't say no. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I understand too.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
It can get kind of awkward.
Like you.
What?
Like me? You hear me firing
lures
shots?
Lures me in here.
Oh, yeah.
Insults me
yeah,
in front
this is
of 10,000 people.
This isn't... free subs. This actually isn't the podcast I was saying. This is just the Roast Wyatt podcast.
Roast me?
Yeah.
Oh, actually. Okay.
And so, like,
to clarify, there's no fire pit. There's no coals. There's no oregano, spices, that kind of stuff, seasoning. Roast like a comedy roast.
Comedy roast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For people who don't know.
Yeah.
There's 10,000 people. There's got to be someone. Yeah.
So I'm going to throw some truth at you, all right?
Okay.
Here it comes.
Ow!
There's the truth. There's the truth. No. Here it comes.
You're in the eye.
Shut up. Here it comes.
Shoot.
I think your double man bun looks good.
Oh, God. Now they know.
People know that, you know, double man bun.
It's only double because it's not long enough for
there
one.
I threw the roast. It was a sublim. It was kind of like a little bit of, not like a meta roast. That'd be...
You're saying it because you know I'm self-conscious about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting deep. I'm getting deep in your mind.
Yeah. What? I was just thinking about what you just said to me. What? That's how deep you were in my mind.
I was deep. I was deep in there.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh. All right. Go ahead, Wyatt. Roast me.
You
throw it. Yeah.
Have.
I just look me up and down.
We're just trying to see the weak spots. The jinx in the armor.
Go for it.
The most painful thing I could say.
Shoot it.
This is going to hurt. You better watch out.
I'm ready. My armor's
I'm not
up.
Stalling right
I mean,
now.
My armor's down. Just don't make
your,
me cry. Oh, boy.
Your eyebrow? No. Actually, I changed my mind.
Okay, cool.
It's okay.
Cool.
Just kidding.
It doesn't have to be about me.
I just threw you for a loop. Your eyebrow sucks.
Okay.
The left one.
All right,
it's
you got
bad.
Me.
It looks like
my left
a
or,
carrot.
My left or stage left?
Both. Are they the same? Is that a trick
Both
question?
Both my left eyebrows are stupid.
That's why they look so stupid, because you have two left ones instead of a left
Man,
and a right.
Man, you're throwing so much towards me, Wyatt.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's,
too far.
No,
hold
it's,
the line.
It's okay. It's okay. I can take it. I mean...
He's crying.
I'm
right
also...
Now.
I'm also... I'm a subtle crier.
Yeah, he's subtle.
This is also... it was another lie. I'm sure you can pick up on that one. This isn't actually the Roast Wyatt podcast.
Yeah, I kind of figured that one out.
Yeah, because... I don't want to, like... I don't want to put you on too much of a pedestal, but it would be...
You want me to come back?
It'd be... I want you to come back, and it'll be a pretty short series and pretty short episodes.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's all you have to do to put me on a pedestal. I'm pretty easy to please. I feel really good about myself right now.
You know what? I'm supposed to throw shade at you.
Shade?
I've been listening to too many podcasts. Come on. That one just kind of slipped out. I've been shooting you with too many arrows, you know, tripping you in the
Wait,
hallway too much.
Did you say shit or shade? I mean,
what?
Darn it. You got me saying
it. Darn it. Shut your lips.
Oh.
Do you get my lip thing?
Yeah, no.
All right.
I don't, my mind doesn't discriminate.
Oh, you're like
a 3-year-old child.
Three-year-old children don't discriminate.
Yeah,
let it be known.
Know.
Oh man,
probably can't even tell.
Yeah, I want to go. I want to go check something.
Okay.
Do you think you'd be able to riff for a bit?
Riff. What?
Get closer to the
improvise.
Mic. What?
Improvise.
Yeah.
Is that closer? Is that louder?
Yeah. So I've been kind of like I've been.
I talk pretty.
This is the first time we've seen each other in a bit.
Yeah. I've been putting it off because I don't really want to, you know, associate too much with Spencer.
Too much?
Sorry, am I allowed to say your name? Are we supposed to have code names?
No!
People are going to know who you are.
Oh, God, I forgot to introduce us.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
I'm so sorry to all the people who don't know, because, you know, we have probably, like, 7 friends.
Yeah.
Collectively.
Lots.
Collectively.
Lots. Don't be too jealous.
I bet that 3 of them are going to listen to this.
Yeah.
Which ones?
Well, like, me and you.
What?
Because you count, because
oh,
I'm
okay,
one of your friends
okay,
and you're
so
one of my friends.
You're now down to 2.
So we have 5 other ones.
I have 3 that I gotta throw out.
Oh. Okay, I just gotta pick one more person
no,
to
no,
watch this?
No, it's not at all what I'm saying. You
it's a really hard question.
2 people are gonna listen.
My mom? No.
Your mom's your mom, not your friend. Keep going.
She's my friend? My dog? I can tell people at my thing.
We have 7 friends! What? How can you not remember any of their names?
I know we're saying we have 7 friends, but I don't know if we have that many. I can't really think of them.
Oh,
right
God.
Now.
I know. Leah! Yeah, of course Leah's going to.
Leah, listen.
Yeah, I told her about it this weekend. Last weekend.
See, I knew that.
Yeah, and she was excited.
Are you happy that I mentioned you first, Leah? You should be.
You seriously waited, like, I think it might have been a minute and a half.
She was.
To think of one of our friends.
God, that's really bad.
If anything, we're like a trio. And you
Damien. No, Daniel?
Gum, what?
Damon.
God damn it.
I was joking. I was joking, Damon.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't listen to this.
I was joking.
It's
been a long time since we've seen
Liam. I bet Liam would.
Liam?
Yeah.
I didn't even say Liam. Liam Reed. Cool last name.
Now you know. Now they know. Because that takes up, that takes up three people of our seven friends.
Okay.
10,000 presubs. Right? 10,000 presubs?
Do we actually have, like, is this for real? Because I keep going back and forth between thinking it's true and not. And, like, in the moments, I don't know if you can tell, but when I think there's 10,000 people listening, I get pretty, you know.
That's now 9,993 other people.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this? I forget.
We weren't going to introduce ourselves. I'm Spencer.
Shut up.
This is Wyatt.
Shut up.
I keep telling you not you to
had,
use
like,
that
two,
word.
You had, like, you had two jobs. Hello.
We're gonna be really confused.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hello, everybody.
Stop interrupting.
Hello, everybody. All right.
We should just restart.
Shut up.
Let's just restart.
I'm gonna restart, Wyatt.
All right. Hello and welcome to the show.
Part of this one is that you're surprised. I ambushed you.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a good idea.
Everybody, welcome to the podcast. It's a little bit late. My name is Spencer, and this is Wyatt.
What?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was gonna say also Spencer, but you ruined it. Never mind.
I'm
Wyatt.
And I'm Spencer. Now, our seven friends will know our names.
Uh-huh. They'll already know.
And
they can tell
and a couple of them will know kind of the direction that I'm kind of want to go with this. Because which direction do you see this podcast going?
Down.
down in the history books?
Sure.
You were hesitant about that one.
Yeah. Kind of back into a corner right now.
you're literally back into a corner to the file cabinet
I'm
corner.
I'm digging a hole.
You're in the file cabinet corner.
But you know what?
You're right next to the tax files of 2009.
I see this podcast going nowhere but straight up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, but I mean, like, which direction do we, like, what do we talk about?
Left or right? I don't know.
Because I have some ideas.
Oh.
I'm going to throw them at you.
Okay. Yeah. You were going to do that earlier. Sorry to keep you waiting. You got really sidetracked.
They're at the edge of our seats, unlike you. Step forwards, Wyatt.
I can't step.
Gobble up the mic.
How's this?
You can't get too loud like this. Okay. Like, I think they're loving this. Like, how close we are here?
This volume right now?
Mm-hmm. The volume and, like, how close we are? Because the closer we are, the more sound quality it can pick up, and people love it. There's a...
That's creepy.
Oh, yeah. Usually with mics,
You
can plug in a headphone. There's a headphone jack at the back of this mic. You can plug it in, put it into our ears.
I can confirm that?
Yeah, you can confirm it. You put it into your ears, and you can hear yourself live, like how they would hear it, how the audience members would hear it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're like, this sounds really good.
Yes, so I can hear exactly what you're saying, but I don't know. There's a little bit of a delay, so I decided not to do it.
Okay. They're probably distracting.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Willie. Wilson.
Because I'm thinking that this is what I'm thinking for this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're not famous enough for people to just listen to us. I'm thinking.
I mean, like, we have seven friends.
Yeah. So. I think that might be enough to get us down in the history books. Mm-hmm. We have Donald.
I know it's Damon. I'm just kidding. I'm really sorry, Damon. Damon's grace.
You got it. So I'm wanting us to be a train. You can be my caboose.
Nice. I'm the caboose.
Yeah, so we're cheek to cheek.
Oh god.
And I want our
train
that's going down a hill.
Uh-huh.
No tracks.
This sounds dangerous.
Oh, it's super dangerous.
How did we get the city to approve this?
We're not going through the city. And we're going down this, and then I want to take flight. It's a jump. And
nice.
I want to land on some tracks.
Nice big ramp.
I want to land on some tracks.
We're going to nail it. Like, that's tricky to do, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we have a lot of speed from that.
Are you just leading up to the whole thing? We're going to talk about trains every week?
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
That's the movie.
Yeah. Who's in it?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. Because I know he's an actor.
That's right, everybody.
Actually, wait, no.
Frodo Baggins is
in that movie.
I'm gonna be.
Is he actually Frodo?
No, he plays Harry Potter.
What?
Yeah, he plays Harry Potter.
Plays Harry Potter.
It's a documentary.
That movie
everybody.
Is real.
It's a real movie. It's Elijah Wood that plays. Yeah.
It's a funny.
What?
I don't know. It's kind of a
silly name. Elijah Wood
that
plays Frodo. Frodo. I knew that. You mixed me up.
I knew that the whole time. I was just kidding.
Nope, you weren't kidding.
Yeah, it's true. I'm terrible.
And I want our train to land on these tracks and have enough momentum from the hill to go for a while. Right? I want to go for a while.
No gas, no steam powered.
Yeah.
No
and what
solar
I'm,
panels.
And what I'm saying is that we're coming to the end of the tracks. And then cool. And then like a dying deer, we're uh-huh. gonna flop to the side. There's gonna be another hill there. Stay with me, right? We flop dead.
Uh-huh.
We're a living, breathing train.
Uh-huh.
Come to the end, we stop, flop over like a dead deer.
Okay.
There's a hill there.
This sounds like I.
We do the full rotation.
You want this
we
to happen?
We land on our wheels and we keep going down this hill.
Uh-huh.
And there's another jump. Guess what we land on?
Okay, wait, full disclosure. What jump are we on? I lost.
Jump number two. It's a different hill. We're really far down the rails.
Are we a deer or a train?
We're
Am
real
I still
far
the
down.
Caboose?
Yeah, you're still the. You know what? We flip around.
All right. We flip around.
Yeah.
360. Yeah. 180.
What?
One.
180.
Nice.
You know degrees?
No, I'm in the front.
The caboose is at the front.
I took math.
And we keep going, right? We land on new tracks,
okay.
And we keep going.
All right. And that's it?
And what I want our tracks to be, the hill is this podcast, by the way.
The hill is? I thought where the train was.
The hill?
Or the deer? I don't know.
Okay, me and you are the train. You're the
okay.
caboose.
Yeah.
I'm the head of the train.
Okay. I'm the caboose.
And I want this moment... Right here. Right now.
Right
I want
now?
This to be our
Wait,
hill.
Right now or just mm-hmm. then?
I want this to be our hill.
Just then or right now?
we're going down the hill. We're going down the hill for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're still going down the hill right now.
Hold on to your seat.
Whoa.
Fast.
Yeah, the city's definitely not going
to
approve this.
That tree. Like, go to the jungle.
Yeah, we're trying this. We can go right through it.
Okay.
And I want to take flight and then land on these tracks. I want our tracks. Our jump is going to be like, whatever. I want...
The coolest part. Whatever. Let's talk about the tracks.
A train jumping. Whatever, whatever. But the hill and the tracks. That's what we're talking about. I want that to be our subject.
The tracks.
I want the tracks.
That's what keeps us in line
mm-hmm.
during the episodes.
And what I want... Hear me out on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And let me...
I'm listening.
Let me go.
Okay.
I'm gonna riff for a bit.
All right. I'll just listen.
I want us to have a subject that we choose. I have a couple stewing around. In my mind. And I want us to choose this subject, and our podcast goes around this subject. And this subject we don't really know all that about. We're not experts.
Okay.
We're not experts.
Okay, with quotations.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody
and then
knows.
Every week we do a little more research, you know? We do like 25 minutes research on
That's
the internet.
A big time
maybe call
commitment.
Maybe call some people.
Okay.
And then we come new to every podcast.
More facts.
With more facts. And we get real into it.
Yeah.
As I said, the nitty gritties. I said this before.
We're going to have to pick a really cool topic.
Yeah, and I have a few like going around.
All right.
Do you want to hear them?
I think we've been waiting this entire time.
Do you want one or two?
Do you know how much anticipation has built up? You clever devil.
Yeah, it's
You
called...
do know how much anticipation has been building up. We've been talking about this for 20 minutes. I do
yeah.
count time.
Yeah, nice.
Actually, we have no timer.
No, we don't have a timer.
No.
We can go forever.
Yeah.
We got our own light.
People would listen.
I'm sorry. We're really getting... Do you want one or two?
This is happening again.
Do you want
we're
one or two? I have them in my head.
One or two, like number-wise?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I A or B or one or two?
You can do either.
C.
Okay, so we're going to go with one. Here it comes.
That's not what I said.
What we go back to every week and learn a little bit more about and inform our viewers a little more about.
Okay.
Here it comes. North Korea and North Korean politics. What?
Nothing.
Say it.
No, I'm good. This is an excellent topic.
Do you know a lot about North Korea?
I don't want to say anything that will get me shot. Should I not say that?
Oh, I had a great one for C. Go
I don't
ahead.
Want to say anything that will get me shot.
It get you shot?
By a North Korean official.
I don't think they can leave.
This is really edgy, man.
I think I hear them right now. They're around us.
Footsteps. God, this is like
it might be
super
the might
like
be the kitty.
Politically incorrect. Not politically, societally.
Do you know who the current ruler is?
Kim Jong Il. Hmm? Il.
You gonna choose one?
I pick Il. Am I right?
I believe that was a prior one.
Kim Jong Un.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like Daniel Radcliffe.
No,
all over
it's
again.
Definitely Kim Jong. No, it's Kim Jong Un. That was the last one, wasn't it? Kim Jong Il. That's our guy now.
They're always Kim Jong.
Have you seen the... Have
Kim Jong.
Yeah, it's kind of like the...
K-Man.
It's kind of like the King...
J-Man?
The King of the John.
KJ-Man.
King of the John Eel.
Oh, that's probably what the translation is.
Probably.
King.
Because they're like Kim. Masters. They're supreme leaders.
Yeah.
Do you know a lot about it?
I watched that movie.
The Interview?
Yeah, that one.
Who's in that?
Zach no.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Keep going.
I want to say Zach Galifianakis, but it's the other guy who's Seth Rogen.
Nailed it. And who's the other guy?
Oh, who cares?
Dave Franco?
That guy's not even that funny.
Dave Franco?
Yeah. Dave Franco.
You're sure?
I'm 100%. 5 cards down out of 6.
All right. Well, the house wins.
That's a terrible... Whoever says that?
five cards down out of 6.
I don't think that's five cards ever been six. Said before.
No. I tricked you again.
What?
I got you so good, Wyatt.
Darn it.
It's James Franco. Dave Franco's the younger brother.
They're brothers? That makes sense. They have the same last name.
Have you ever seen Superbad?
Yeah.
You know whenever they're on the field, and then... they're at the field, the two main guys, and then they're like not playing soccer, and then a guy comes around. He's like, why the hell aren't you guys playing soccer? And then they're like... Shut up, Steve. You like shit your pants or something like that in grade four. And then he's like, that was like 7 years ago, man. He ran away.
Okay.
That's Dave Franco.
I'm going to have to be honest right now. I don't remember anything about Superbad.
All right. It doesn't matter.
I remember who the guy looks like in the interview, though.
Yeah, so I know.
So North Korea.
Kim Jong-il?
Yeah.
You mean Asian,
Psy.
Asian,
Right?
What?
Psy?
No, he's South Korean.
Oh, darn it. Sorry, Psy.
God, now I gotta remember this.
I'm gonna have a lot of apologies right after this.
Yeah, I don't...
Damon, Daniel, Cy, you about the eyebrow thing. Sorry about that.
No,
I just do that right now.
I soak it up. Okay. I soak it right up.
Like a sponge.
Yeah, but I'm full.
You're spongy eyebrows. I'm full, though. Sorry.
I'm a full sponge. You can't add more water to it.
Low brow.
Oh, expect a lot of that.
Eyebrows are on your brow.
Yeah. I picked it up. God, what was I saying?
We were talking about North Korea.
Yeah, we were talking about North Korea. We were talking about Kim Jong-un. We were talking about Dave Franco. That was thrown to the side. I thought of a C, if you want it.
What C? There's one or two, Spencer. Come on.
No.
Mess around here.
I just thought of a C.
A C?
Yeah.
Like an ocean? Like a water body?
No, the letter. Like, you know how you chose
C? What other C could there be? Oh, I can say it in German. Say. Say.
So...
Say.
So, like,
C
how we
German.
Say it in like, French?
No, not say. This is say. Ah, the stupid pop filter. It's probably... Actually, maybe it's better.
Well, it probably doesn't work because you're not gobbling up the mic right now.
Say.
Nice.
A, B, say.
You're probably, like, right in their ear. They probably felt like you were there.
I appreciate that. I'm not German, by the way.
So, I'm going to go straight down to C.
Okay.
Because say. You... here it comes. Right?
Right?
It was inspired by current events.
Okay.
Current being right now. Trains.
Really?
Trains.
Automobiles.
No. We do trains.
Oh.
I don't know anything about trains.
Like, actually?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I know. Like, I think
there's that movie, Unstoppable. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I did.
I don't remember.
Who's in that one?
I barely remember who the train was.
I believe it was Jamie Foxx. Hey. No.
No,
it was Denzel Washington. Oh, I feel, yeah. Yeah, it was,
sure, totally.
it was a little bit risky me saying Jamie Foxx.
Oh, God.
Get closer to the mic, Wyatt.
Let's not even get into that.
I'm going to put my arm right around you.
Oh, I feel even more
uncomfortable. No. It's okay.
Is this on? Are you just luring
me
in here?
No, it's really
so you
on.
Totally do this.
So what do you know about trains?
You know, there's, crinkle, crack, crack. He's gone. Where are you going?
What do you know about trains, Wyatt?
Should I just fill a bunch of time? All right. So, basically, you've got, the caboose, and you got the front of the train, the engine. When I was little, I watched Thomas the Tank Train Engine? Thomas the Train? One of those, you know.
Woo, I'm back.
They're usually pretty friendly.
I'm back. Okay, shut up.
Okay, am I kind of like...
You're not good at riffing.
Yeah, I'm bad.
Are you good at rapping?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to try.
I'm going to test you out one day.
Okay.
So I checked how much time we're at.
Uh-huh. I thought I was doing pretty good.
Oh, God.
Thomas is cool.
I just came back in. Gobble up the mic. I just came back in here and it freaked me out a bit. How nice and quiet it is?
Yeah, it's really quiet.
Mm.
It's probably because there's...
So I'm thinking trains is a good contender.
I don't know, man. All I could think of was Thomas the Train Engine. And that was bad.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
It wasn't funny at all.
It's not Thomas the Train Engine.
Tank Engine?
You're getting a lot wrong about...
It's been a long time. I was 4.
I never watched it. Why?
I had the toys. The little teeny trains and the
nice.
Tracks.
Um... And here comes number two.
Thomas the Choo-Choo? What is it?
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Are you sure? As I said that, and then I thought that was weird.
Thomas the Train Engine?
That's also weird. Thomas the Choo-Choo is worse. Thomas the Tank Engine, I guess. That sounds weird, though. Go on.
Here comes two.
All right.
So I'm putting these three up for you. We don't have to decide now. We have a full week.
Okay.
Because you come back every week, eh?
Yeah, every week. Yeah. Maybe, you know,
we're available. Take a we're day. Available, guys.
Yeah, we got time.
Some
days I won't. Yeah, okay.
We'll number two, here's another one. Horse racing.
You said you had good subjects.
These are great subjects. Do you know anything about horse racing? Do you know anything about horse
North
breeding?
Korea, which is pretty like, they might come down out of the north and shoot us.
Out of the north?
We are in the north.
We're hardly in the north. We're basically
Canada.
In the U.S.
It's always snowing.
We're basically in the United States.
We're in an igloo right now.
That's why it's so, yeah, that we are Canadian, and that's why the sound is...
We're really excited that we just hooked up to the grid.
Yeah.
So we can do this podcast.
This is the first... Igloo podcast.
Yeah.
Brr.
I'm
cold as
moccasins.
Shit.
I'm cold.
Moccasins?
I'm cold as shoot.
God,
how many times
do
I have to tell you?
We're going to have to talk about this.
We're going to come back next week. I swear, a couple of...
A couple of what?
I don't know.
I'm testing you so much, Wyatt. Like a sailor.
What?
Yeah. Swearing like a sailor.
Oh, that is a saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say like a mongoose.
What?
I don't know. Thomas... Words.
Thomas the Train Choo-choo.
I'm all flustered.
So out of those three,
which
North
one?
Korea, North Korean politics,
uh-huh.
Horse racing,
okay.
and I'm talking like the oval.
I'm actually pretty intrigued about horse racing.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool. Actually,
it's kind of a neat one, and there's like a lot to it.
Do people still do that?
Mm-hmm. I know this much. I know about like a pinch. I know a pinch.
I actually saw another movie with horse racing, and it was the same guy who plays Spider-Man, or it was Frodo.
I don't know the one you.
He was a jockey. Two? He was like.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that Tobey Maguire and the other
Garfield.
Andrew Garfield. I'm pretty sure they're pretty tall to be.
Yeah, that was the whole problem. He was too tall to be a jockey, and
Whoa.
He had to like stop eating. It was awful. It was kind of a serious movie.
Oh, okay.
I think they were in Mexico.
Because, like, I know... I saw Stripes. I'm pretty sure it's called Stripes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you saw Stripes?
I saw that.
Yeah, it's the one where she just, like...
Isn't it a zebra?
Yeah, you run...
A zebra?
Yeah.
For all the British viewers.
One of the zebras.
A zebra.
We probably have a couple of Brits in our 10,000.
Yeah, betcha. Maybe not. Probably not. We could probably just insult them.
The 10,000 is the 10,000 people in the town.
There's more than 10,000 people who live here.
Yeah, but, like, what about between the age?
I mean, we've got, like, what? 800 igloos. Four to an igloo. What's that? Four times 800. It's less than 10,000, isn't it?
It's less than 10,000.
It's less than 4,000.
It's a lot less. Yeah.
I took math.
And so, in our town, I mean, you attract our young crowd, you know?
Yeah,
gosh darn
I'm
it,
hip.
Shut those lips.
Because I'm hip.
And with it. With your double man
with
bun.
With the three-year-olds.
With your double
oh,
man
God.
Bun.
I thought we were... Here I was thinking that we were over this whole roast thing.
No, I'm not over you.
Just
talking about my both left eyebrows.
My identity roasted over an open
mm-hmm.
fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sing online.
You don't want to? What about rapping?
I'm usually pretty okay
I'm going to whip out a rap with you sometime. We're going to come up with a beat.
I'll be the guy like the...
No.
I'll be that guy.
No, we gotta pass it. We got to pass it back and forth.
Oh, God.
But I wouldn't worry about that right now.
Okay. I'm worrying about it, but...
Get closer to the mic. I think
eventually it's just going to be a joke. Oh, you're going to put nails in my chair.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a bad idea. That's a joke.
I was thinking a spring. You know, you go
I like
back...
I that better.
Doing.
Boing.
Doing.
Boing.
Doing. Oh, hey there, Wyatt. How are you doing?
I think we're having too much fun.
Too much. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. With horse racing, I know a little bit. I like the subject. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, I agree.
There's like three sort of main races. I think it's called the Triple Crown. I think you can get something called the Triple Crown.
Okay.
And there's three big horse races.
I mean, like, horses don't have three heads, so that's kind of weird, but...
Yeah, but it's one for the horse, one crown for the horse, one crown for the horse, one
what?
Crown for the jockey.
Uh-huh.
And,
crowns are so ostentatious. I put that word in there.
Whoa!
Big word, right?
Yeah.
I took math. Wait.
Oh, no, I took algebra. That's the one with the letters, right?
Yeah.
I know so many letters.
I can do it in German. Did I tell you that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Say.
You're learning. You'll one day
thank you.
Reach my level of dramatic.
And then one crown for the horse groomer?
Who made the money. Oh,
the
yeah.
The horse groomer?
That makes sense. The coach.
Oh, you're talking about the person who buys the horse.
Maybe.
That could be somebody who can take the crown. So there's three main races.
The owner.
Yeah. This is what I know about horse racing. There's three of these main races, and the first two, people just kind of like, I don't know, people sort of get into it. But then the third one,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's in Kentucky.
Okay, I believe you.
It's the Kentucky Derby. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I agree. I've heard that before. Yeah, I think I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah. I wonder if that's it.
Oh my God,
I'd be so proud of us.
So many frustrated.
No, like
viewers.
You said, we're gonna have to make a lot of apologies.
Yeah, exactly.
Expect
a letter in the mail.
You get the triple crown by winning all three.
Okay.
Right? I'm gonna go to another limb here and say that one other person has done it. What? And it was back in like the 1850s.
Horses were alive back then?
Shh.
What? Isn't that like Pangea? Pangea?
Maths! We took math!
Yeah, I took math.
And the last person who won it was like 18... It was like in the early 1800s, right?
So basically, Canada.
Yeah, it's... and it doesn't really matter, you know? Like, they don't change the route because it's like a... It's an oval, right?
Yeah.
It's the NASCAR of horses.
Yeah, yeah. With mud and a little bunny.
Wait,
no, that's
is it Kentucky dirt? Man, I'm all over the place right now.
Kentucky Derby is
Is it a horse thing?
Coon chasing.
What?
A.
What?
I think I need to throw in some more A's because we're Canadian.
Oh God. I'm telling you, we're basically American. I mean, people ask us and they're like, is it cold there? Right? I'm like, do you know what it's like in Seattle? And people are like, well, it's rainy, and I'm like, that's what it's like here. We're not in igloos, what?
Sorry, this is really hard.
It's not hard. Because we're not...
I'm just kidding.
People think Canada, right?
Uh-huh.
But
A.
We are... we're basically Americans.
No. Not at all.
You're right. I don't want to be classified under that.
That's embarrassing.
I want to be a proud...
Oh, man, more
apologies. I need to be a proud Canadian that is sort of over the border of...
It's cold here. Come on.
It's not cold.
No, it's never cold
You're
here.
You're biking home.
Yeah. I like bikes.
Yeah, it's also raining.
Did we fit in the part?
Huh?
No. Sorry, I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wondering if we flipped off Leah already.
That's what I'm thinking about right now.
Yeah?
I'm like,
no
I'm
way.
Trying to make sure that part about the squash game is in here.
All right. Here we go.
Sorry, we kind of lost a bit of footage. A little... Just on the... Am I not supposed to say that?
No. There might have been a little bit.
There was an accident.
There might have been a little...
An auto update.
Why it's
you could
mistake.
Say. I didn't even... I had nothing to do
it's
with it.
It's my stuff. You're right.
Yeah.
It was an auto update.
I'm just the guy in the passenger seat right now.
We lost a little something.
I'm the co-pilot.
And we're wondering if we've already lipped off Wyatt.
Lipped off Leah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just stuck on lipping you off.
Last time.
It was a while.
I made sure to mention.
It wasn't that long ago, so I'm thinking we haven't. So this is what I'm saying.
If we say it twice, we're good.
we can cut it out. So hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
Leah is one of our seven friends.
Yep.
And so she's definitely going to listen to this. I'm going to send this straight off to her.
Okay.
And... And you're gonna, and you now know that Leah's listening, so you can like.
I just want everyone to know.
That.
The 10,000 pre-subs and Leah.
Uh-huh.
I want them to know that when me and Leah played squash, I won, and she lost, and it was really embarrassing
for
her.
You want people to know?
Yeah. Because like, you know, she tried to tell everyone that she won, but it,
speaking
wasn't
of.
True.
Yes. And like, speaking of that, I went to see Leah last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I hung out with Emma for a bit at their place.
Uh-huh.
And then Leah shows up with Ethan and some of their friends, and
uh-huh.
They're playing squash.
Oh my God.
Right? And so I didn't know they were still playing squash. I introduced them to it. Sort of.
Yeah. No, you,
I'm
yeah,
doing
you
more
totally
quotations.
Take the credit.
Thank you.
You did it.
And I didn't know that she was still playing. So she's secretly trying to get better to beat me.
Wow. On the down low. She's not telling
you. Yeah. She's not telling
she's
anybody.
Like one day, hey Spencer,
she's
you
like
want
practice,
a
rematch? practice.
I mean, like not
I
that I played in a while.
Yeah, I'm going back next weekend. I'm gonna play her.
Oh my God.
Crusher. Yeah, and I'm gonna whip it. I'm gonna whip out my skill.
Yeah.
I'm holding nothing back,
oh,
and
man.
She's gonna know it before I get there because I'm gonna send this to her. Yeah. And she's not going to have enough time to practice. She's like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this.
She might have actually listened to the whole thing. Do you think she'll listen to the whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course. Why would she not? We're great. We're so entertaining.
University people have too much time on their hands.
Yeah, come on. What do they have to do there? Drink.
Squash.
I can't even think of anything else, and I was there for a year.
You were there.
I don't think anything else goodness. We did. Squash and drinking.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, there's classes or something. Math. I took math there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
I was really bad.
Yeah, I don't think you did take math, Wyatt.
I did. I took it.
I guess
151.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah. Those are numbers.
While we're talking to Leah, and while she's still listening.
Yeah, because you are listening.
Her mom came into work, to my work.
Did we? Oh, right? Nice.
And
yeah.
I took Leah's job.
Let's brag on
I took
this
Leah's
one.
Job while she went away to university. Yeah. I took her job. Her mom shows up. And then we start chatting, and then my boss shows up, uh-huh. one of the owners of the place, and her mom asks, like, "What? How's he doing? How's his first few weeks?" Right? And he's like, "Oh, he's doing well. You know, he's doing his own thing." And then she says, "Is he talking back at all? Have you gotten uh-huh. any talk back?"
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, "No, not like Leah." And we had a good laugh about it. Yeah,
because Leah. Oh my God, I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Leah would do the talk back.
She would do a little bit of talk back.
She's a little snazzy.
She's probably like
snappy.
Giggling to herself right now. She's like, oh, I do that.
Yeah.
I do that.
She's got that attitude.
Ooh.
Attitude.
Oh, man. But we digress talking about Leah and kind of like throwing stuff her way.
We like Leah.
One of our seven.
Well, one of our seven friends. We have to like.
We're going to have to pick out our seven.
We kind of run out of friends if we started not liking them.
I mean, I don't want to throw anything aside, but like Damon's not one of those seven. He's one of our sub friends because you can't remember his name.
No, Damon, don't listen to him.
It's okay.
I'm sorry he said that, Damon. Daniel,
you guys gonna hang? No, it's Damon. you guys gonna hang out soon?
Yeah, totally.
Cool. We're totally digressing, and here we come back.
Digression.
Oh yeah.
Digression session.
Oh, digression
that'd be
cool. session.
That could be a thing, a weekly thing. The
Man,
digression session.
And you're saying that you can't rap?
I can't. Don't even. No, I don't want to get anyone's hope up.
Can you?
Hopes up.
Can you quickly give me a? Just like one hype, yeah.
I've got
one
word
I mean?
For you. No.
No, no. I mean, like, I want one hype, yeah. Like, you know how people like.
Oh yeah.
And woo! I need a little more bass out of that one. Go a little bit further away from them. Oh, okay, no.
Not too much.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable doing that.
No.
No. Maybe next week. Come back next week if you want to hear me do that.
Whoa, we're the suspension masters.
Suspension bridges.
Ooh,
because that is the word.
Don't trust us with any of that stuff. Don't trust us with building.
We'll probably
any of that stuff.
Forget.
Man, another digression session.
Yeah, I like
Woo.
That. Hey, math. Other jokes.
So, this podcast is gonna be back same time every week.
Uh huh. Weekly, you could say.
It's a weekly podcast.
Yep.
Once a week, and you can come back. And I'm really excited for next week.
Yeah.
This week we're going down the slope.
Mm-hmm. The train, the hill.
Uh-huh.
I'm the caboose.
And we're going
engine.
I'm Thomas the choo-choo train engine.
Yeah. Him.
And like you said, it's a bumpy slope.
Slippery.
And no, you said bumpy.
Oh, did I?
Mm-hmm.
I messed up.
You meant
screwed the pooch on that one. That's a terrible saying. I take that back.
Yeah, yeah, and you're also our kid
I'm totally that end
our
of
kid
the company.
Person.
Sorry guys.
Oh, it's a company.
Sure.
Whoa.
It's whatever we want. Because
worldwide.
Nobody's listening.
It's a bumpy hill. It's a bumpy hill that we're on right now.
Yeah.
We're like almost about to tip.
We're on the way down.
We tipped a little bit. We lost
like a deer
audio
carcass.
File.
What do you mean?
You know, they're standing up and they fall down.
They die and turn into
a
carcass? Okay.
I was trying to think of some other things. Like I was trying to think of how AT-ATs fall, but AT-ATs don't fall to the side.
Star Wars reference.
Whoa, you got it! I'm so proud of you right now.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually a pretty big Star Wars nerdy.
Yeah.
I watched those movies.
No, you're not.
I had Lego sets.
I did too.
Yeah, those were the coolest Lego sets.
Yeah, I had the one where they're on the speeders and they go through.
No, I didn't have that one.
Anyway.
We digress. Digression session.
Digression session.
Digression session.
Where was I?
Imagine if we had like
we go
little
way
bits
too
of
far.
Music jingles that went with that.
I wish
in the future.
I wish that I could listen to things that we were talking about before because I forget.
I forget.
I'm forgetting all the time.
I'm pretty
right
sure
now.
We restated everything we just stated.
No, I don't think so. So we're going down the slippery slope, right? And then we're gonna take off the jump, which is gonna be the end of the podcast, and then we're gonna upload it, which is gonna be the tip. And then between that point on, people listening to it, and then landing on the tracks, that's the time between. And then when we land, we have stuff for next week. And it's going to push us forwards a little bit. We said we didn't have engines. We have a little bit of a thrust. Like, we basically throw little TNT pieces behind us, and it pushes us forwards.
I just want to say that it's okay if you're confused, because this is the second time I've heard this, and I'm still lost.
I can't believe you're not following. Like, it's not even a complicated
train.
When did we
get to the surprise?
It's not a complicated train, Wyatt. There's a front and a caboose, right? There's the tank. I gotta figure out what
the physics just don't work out.
Throwing Ask TNT Leah. Behind us?
She's gonna be an astronaut.
Wow. So, but they're throwing TNT behind us?
Yeah. Okay.
You get that?
Like an old western.
Like, it's giving us a little bit of a boost, like from the shockwave.
A lot of boost.
Yeah. Well, you don't know how much TNT we're throwing.
We should just turbo it.
It depends how big the surprise is.
The surprise.
Woo! So I got something big planned for us.
Okay.
I'm really excited.
I don't know what it is.
I'm more excited about this surprise than having you on this podcast.
Thank you.
You don't know the surprise yet. So
I'm really excited about the surprise. Nothing
if the surprise is really big, then you can say thank you, because then you're just like, you could be a little bit below that. If it's a shitty surprise.
I'm going to feel a little bad about myself.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's also a little bit easier to get you here than it is to surprise the surprise.
Yeah, I'm pretty easy to fool.
You're not easy to get in contact with.
No, I'm terrible
you're
at
tough,
that.
You're tough. Do you have your phone on you right now?
I think I do, but it's dead.
What?
No, actually, that's a bike light.
Okay.
I like the bike.
Yeah. So next week, we're going to have a few announcements, some things that I'm really excited about. It's going to push us forward a little bit on our train.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find out about it before the audience does. The audience is going to find out about the audience is going to find out about the title before we do. It's just a big mishmash. Yeah. Big mishmash.
Can I just say again that maybe, have I already said this? I don't know. Doesn't matter. I'm going to say it right now.
Go for it.
You guys are going to know the title before we do. So if it's a bad title, it's your guys' fault.
So you just repeated what I said, sort of? Oh!
No, it's their fault, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If it's a bad title, because we didn't know. They did.
Yeah.
Before us.
Going along that theme, I once saw a girl post on Facebook, not directly, it was like a picture of it because it was so dumb, and this girl's like, I just heard that Japan is like 12 hours ahead of us. Why didn't you guys tell us about 9/11? And then she's like, super serious,
man.
What I can get.
That girl is dumb.
Oh.
No, sorry.
Allegedly.
I'm sorry.
Allegedly.
So many apology letters.
Yeah, to her, to Darian.
No, it's not Darian. Come on, it's Damien.
Damien?
Damien? Damon.
God damn it.
I'm kidding, Damon.
So I think that'll about wrap us up for a second time.
Yeah, wrap up number two.
We're going to be back at the same time next week. What do you got to say as a little bit of a sign-off?
What do I have to say?
Mm-hmm. You can say it to Leah. You can say it to her seven other friends. Or six other friends. You can say it to the...
I already talked to her.
Okay.
Okay.
You can be back next week?
I'll be back as long as the 10,000 pre-subs are back. And the brownies.
Yeah, probably.
And the spiders.
Unless I ate them all.
Spencer ate 6 brownies. I had 1. He does have an addiction.
We had 6...
I know he was
we had
talking
7
about
brownies.
The whole, like, I don't have a brownie problem. I can handle my brownies. He can't.
We had 7 brownies on the plate to start with. You had 1 and there's still 1 on the plate. Your math doesn't add up.
Didn't
you take math? Didn't you take math, my friend?
I took math.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. We're going to be back at the same time next week.
Exact same time.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye-bye.